although I stand here as a member of United Way staff, I really represent a great partnership of diverse organizations, really committed individuals, like-minded individuals who truly care about giving back to the community. So that I'm very thankful and honored to be up here to make this announcement on behalf of this great collaborative that we have. So as United Way of Greater Lorraine County continues our focus on creating greater impact in our community through collaboration, we're very excited to announce that we've partnered with the Lorraine County General Health District to create a community collaborative that's focused on education and wellness for middle school students in the Clearview and Midview school districts. The Common Vision for Improved Education and Wellness, which would be known as the Common View, is a community collaborative of 9 partners working together in the Midview and Clearview school districts to improve health knowledge, develop communication and life skills, and to create school environments in which risky behaviors are avoided. The goal of this collaborative is to ensure safe schools and positive social environments that improve both educational and social outcomes for students in the district. Common View will provide wraparound services within the school buildings that will address the connection between healthy behaviors and academic achievement. Planned initiatives for this collaborative will be broad, they'll be strategic, and they will include coordinating school menus and concessions to include fresh and local produce, providing family fit nights at school facilities, creating walking and biking paths for safe and healthy travel to school, and integrating health and wellness messaging into existing curriculum and presentations. In addition to United Way of Greater Lorraine County, the Lorraine County General Health District, Clearview and Midview Schools, collaborative partners include the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorraine County, Cleveland Clinic Lorraine Institute, Educational Service Center of Lorraine County, Lorraine County Board of Mental Health, and the Lorraine County Volunteer Connection. Now, I really like to take a moment to give credit to our great partners. And having just sat through a great collaborative meeting, I love hearing the openness and the willingness to share and really the open environment and with the end goal in mind. It's a great thing to see. The Common View is a fantastic example of partners with differing strengths that are aligning their work in order to benefit the entire community, specifically by making a greater impact on the lives of our children. Now, these are two distinctly different school districts, both in terms of demographics and geography. Yet they realize that they share common challenges, and by relying on each other's unique strengths, both can become stronger. This is a multi-year effort that will grow and evolve as we learn from our successes and from the challenges within each community. We realize the enormous effort that this will take to make such wide-ranging changes, and we feel strongly that we have the right partners at the table to help us achieve our goals. So with that, I'd like to introduce our partners to tell you a little bit more about what they will do and what they bring to the collaborative. Dave Koval from the Lorraine County General Health District.
Thanks, Ryan. First, I'd like to just thank United Way for bringing us together and realizing that in this community there are difficult challenges and we need to work together to go after those challenges. And so to have the opportunity to lead the collaborative and to try to facilitate this group to really make a difference in the community, it's a great opportunity for us, and we can't thank United Way enough. I also want to thank all the collaborative partners. Middle schoolers have a rough time of life, if you will. And when we first met as this collaborative, we talked about what we wanted to see middle schoolers look like and what the challenges they had. It was amazing the amount of different things that hit them all at this time of life. And I think for us as a community, we need to realize that working together and surrounding these kids with the services they need to actually make their lives better so that they can have better outcomes in the long haul, it's really an opportunity for us to show that working together we can really make a difference in these kids' lives. And so I'm looking forward to what comes out of that, and I can't thank the community partners enough and Ryan listed them, and I have to say, every time I come to a collaborative meeting, I see new parts of our community coming together around these middle school students. So I want to thank everybody for that, and especially the two school districts. You know, when we first met, we talked about, you know, these districts were going to come together and do this, and they kind of all looked at us like, well, okay, what does this really mean? And we said, well, we don't know what it means yet. We need to build this collaborative and address these issues in a way that hasn't really been addressed before. And so it was a kind of an experiment to say, we're going to come together in a room and we're going to talk about the real issues going on with middle schoolers and how to address them. And we're going to build it from the ground up. So I can tell you this, the Lorain County General Health District is in it for the long haul. We're interested in long-term solutions to help our community and help our kids live great lives. And so I'm looking forward to what comes out of this collaborative, and I can't thank all the partners enough. And with that, I'll turn it over to Scott from Midview, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Dave. My name is Scott Goggin. I'm the superintendent of the Midview Schools. Echo what both Ryan and Dave said, is it's really exciting for the Midview Schools to be a part of this. When you look at the middle grade, middle age learner, now say middle age in our lives, it's a little bit different, but when we look at the middle age learner, in Midview, that's our grades 5 through 8. And what's really exciting for us in this is when people have conversations about school safety, a lot of times they want to talk about the locks you put on your doors and the crisis plans that you have in place. But really, if you want safe and healthy schools, promote having safe and healthy children. And what we're excited about in this program is that's what we're focusing on. The mental health, the mental well-being, and the physical well-being of our students. And it's a logical connection. The more healthy our children are mentally and physically, the more safe our schools are going to be. So we're really excited about partnering with our friends at Clearview, as well as all the other partners that we have involved. It's really quite overwhelming when you have a meeting and have all the great ideas and the talent that's sitting at the tables. Another part that we're really excited about is the fact that we're going to do our research before we start really implementing. We're not going to just go running out and start grabbing a whole bunch of programs and bringing them into our schools. One of the things that, when you look at school systems, we're very good about adding new things, but sometimes we struggle about getting rid of some things. So we want to be very careful in all the different things we bring in. So we are going to really research the needs of our students and our families, and then design programming after that. And like Dave said, our end goal is not a short-term goal. You know, what we would like to do is see our grades, our kids in grades 5 through 8 who are in that transition. They're not elementary children anymore, and they're not quite high school kids. They're trying to figure themselves out. And if we can target this group, then eventually that's going to help our high school. Eventually that's going to help them when they go on, whether it's to college or whatever choice they make. And then when they come back to our community, it just creates that positive cycle that we all strive for. So to be able to enter into this project with those goals in mind, you know, at times it's very overwhelming and exciting. And we are very grateful from the Midview Schools to be a part of this, and would like to thank everyone for our involvement and thank them in advance for the hard work that's going to come along with this. That's what I had. I'd like to take a moment to introduce my esteemed colleague, Mr. Jerome Davis, superintendent of the Clearview School System.
I guess one of the things I'll say first is that by going last here, they've taken everything that there is for me to say. But I do want to say that at Clearview, we have taken this in wholeheartedly, and we are full steam ahead running with the program and getting on board. Our middle school principals and teachers and staff have really gotten on board, and they are, excuse me, working diligently to get this program up and running. They have been, every time that they meet, they come up with different ideas, so much so that we have to bring it back in and focus a little bit more. But we are very excited to be a part of the Middle School Collaborative, and we're just definitely glad that we can be a part of this program, because as Scott said earlier, you know, the middle child, it's a different age group. Those are middle school kids think a little differently than our elementary or our high school kids. And so to bring in the whole child, we have to do things a little bit differently. And so we've definitely jumped on board, and we're ready to get going and get this thing moving a little bit further.